sunny. Thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny, one so true, I love you. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny, one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The remains of a storm named Debbie are picking up the pace as they move north-northeast from the Carolinas, wreaking havoc for travelers. There are ground stops at New York's LaGuardia Airport and at Washington's Reagan National. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is there.
The D.C. area spent the night under a rare tornado watch. There are flood watches and warnings that have been in effect throughout this storm as it's moving through the D.C. area. That wind and rain could slow air traffic as the storm moves north into Pennsylvania and New York.
A plane carrying the Carolina Panthers ran off a runway in Charlotte this morning. The death toll from Debbie is up to at least 8. The most recent, a 78-year-old woman in North Carolina who died when a tree fell on her home. Rockingham County Sheriff Sam Page.
We felt like, we made it through the storm. But unfortunately, we lost a life today.
Three children were rescued in Raleigh after they tried to cross a fast-flowing creek. A third teenager has been arrested, an Iraqi national, in the plot to kill people at a Taylor Swift concert in Vienna. Officials say he, like the mastermind, had pledged allegiance to ISIS. CBS's Ian Lee is at the foreign desk.
Austrian authorities said the 19-year-old suspect arrested Wednesday morning has made a full confession. After being accused of planning a terror attack, law enforcement says his plan was to use bombs and knives to kill as many people as possible outside the stadium. According to officials, he quit his job on July 25th, days after pledging himself to ISIS, claiming he had big plans.
Russia's declared an emergency in its southern Kursk region after hundreds of troops entered the country in what could be the biggest Ukrainian attack on Russian soil since the war began. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg is in Moscow.
3 days after Ukraine launched its surprise cross-border attack, Moscow has yet to restore control over this part of southern Russia. President Putin chaired a meeting of Russia's National Security Council to discuss the fight against terrorism.
A day after agreeing to a debate September 10th, the presidential candidates are on the road. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Former President Trump is headed to Bozeman, Montana today for a fundraiser and a campaign rally in a reliably red state where Republicans hope to flip a Senate seat.
Kamala Harris and Tim Walz will hold a rally near Phoenix. Breakdancers are getting their first shot at the Olympics today. Among them, LA's Ivan Flips Velez, who says it is a sport.
Just because we used to break on cardboard right on the street corner, that was in the 1980s. It's 2024. Fast forward to the future and what we're doing. It's so physical.
The Dow is down 146 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine police are investigating a series of shootings last night. The first incident was reported at around 10 on Bird Avenue, followed by another report on Thurston. We're working on learning more. Independent candidate Kelly Clark is set to launch her campaign for Wisconsin's 33rd Assembly District with a kickoff event in Burlington tomorrow. Clark is challenging Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Democratic candidate Alan Kupsick. A federal judge says that the Elkhorn Area School District must allow a transgender student to use the girls' bathroom, rejecting the district's alternative plan. The decision follows a lawsuit by the student's parents alleging a violation of civil rights. Several beaches in Kenosha, including those at Eichelman, Pennoyer, and Simmons Island Park, remain closed due to high bacteria levels. They'll be tested again today. Racine's beaches are open. And the only domestic violence shelter in Kenosha County, Women and Children's Horizons, has temporarily closed due to staffing issues. The organization continues to operate its helpline and is directing people to alternative shelters for support. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pack packed their bags for Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL preseason kicks off this weekend. The Packers play the Browns at an early time, 3:25, tomorrow afternoon at Browns Stadium. After Jordan Love plays a few snaps, backup Sean Clifford will take over at quarterback.
I think everybody gets nervous. I think they're probably lying if they ever say they did or not. And if they aren't nervous, then I always think that nerves means you care. So I always get a little nervous, but once you're out there, it's back to 11-on-11, and it's just an absolute blast.
NBA Christmas Day schedules have been released. The Lakers will face the Warriors while the Celtics play the 76ers, but the Milwaukee Bucks are not on the Christmas Day schedule this year. Baseball: Brewers back home tonight against the Reds after beating the Braves 16-7. Now, no pitcher wants to come out of a game, but that's what happened to right-hander Freddie Montas after four innings.
He was chomping at the bit to stay, yeah. You know what I mean? And if he had a knife, he would have stabbed me when I took him out.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today and feeling like fall. Winds are whipping out of the west, a bit breezy at times, and highs only climbing to the low 70s. Few spotty sprinkles are possible this evening, but nothing major. We actually clear out tonight and stay bright and beautiful all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Frames on WRJM with local news, timeless hits, rock and roll Hall of Famers. Here's the Zombies on WRJN.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Does it take us any time
to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for like me. Has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But why do you look so fine?
Look so
and
fine.
I love wouldn't take much time for you to help me run the hell.
Help me run, help me run. this morning. You were on my mind.
WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Tell a friend. We need you to tell your friends so they can listen to our radio station because I need to stay employed. Come on. Help a sister out. Paul Harvey, he was on this station for over 56 years, and he's back today at 12:05. It is the rest of the story, one of the classic hits from Paul Harvey, and also 7:45 in the morning with Don Rosen. But today at 12:05, the rest of the story of Paul Harvey right here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Mayer. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Mayer on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Potawatomi has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Save big money in your next staining project right now at Menards. Pittsburgh's ultra-advanced semi-transparent exterior stain and seal in one can be applied on damp wood, allowing you to clean the surface and stain in one day. Save big and ultra-advanced exterior stain at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Awesome. Elvis Presley on WRJ and with local news timeless hits. Next Friday, he'll be gone for 47 years. We're doing an Elvis Appreciation Week next week right here on WRJN. We'll be giving away vinyl, Elvis vinyl. Right now, it's Stevie Wonder and My Sharia Moore. WRJN.
Go! for my God. Tell me more, there's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Mary Wells. Oh, my goodness. That voice at the end. Any guy that was listening to that song was like, oh, baby. Yeah, but that's my opinion and not necessarily the opinion of the staff or management who works here. Hey, this is the last Racine Concert Band free concert at the band shell at the Racine Zoo. This is it. This Sunday is the last one. You got to go to this. It's so much fun. The music starts at 7 p.m. and our very own Don Rosen hosts this evening. So final concert of the season after that summer's over and what is it? Depression begins. But check it out this Sunday. If you haven't gone at all this year, you've got to go. This Sunday night, Racine Zoo. Bring your blankets and your lawn chairs. And did I say free? I did tell you Don Rosen was hosting it, right? Yeah, okay. So anyway, final concert of the season. Don't miss it right here, WRJN, where we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a new missing child alert system. The Purple Alert System is meant to fill gaps in the Amber Alert System. The PRINCE Act that Governor Evers signed yesterday expanded the definition of a person at risk to include children. The PRINCE Act is named after 5-year-old Prince McCullough in Milwaukee last year. The universities of Wisconsin face a number of challenges in the coming years. System President Jay Rothman says one of the big ones is fewer high school graduates, and fewer of them are enrolling at state universities.
As we move increasingly into a knowledge-based, technology-driven economy, I don't think that's good for the state of Wisconsin.
Rothman testified yesterday to a study committee which will spend the next several months studying the UW system's problems and come up with possible solutions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An altercation outside the Racine Library last night led to two men being treated for injuries. The Racine Journal-Times reports the fight involved a bladed weapon. The investigation is ongoing and no charges have been filed as of yet. Racine County is thinking about it, and now reports indicate Waukesha County might do it too. The two counties are rarities in Wisconsin as neither has a sales tax. This week in Racine County, board supervisors started a process to look at putting in a 0.5% sales tax. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports a Waukesha County task force has been meeting since May discussing a possible tax there, with findings brought to the county board later this month. An update out of Chicago, the woman crushed by a conveyor belt at O'Hare had gone into a restricted area. It happened early yesterday at the International Terminal. Police are investigating how she got into that area. The woman was not an airport employee. And Kenosha County's only domestic violence shelter has temporarily shut down. Women and Children's Horizons is still operating their helpline, but the county reports the organization is reaching out for help from the community as they're having staffing troubles. For now, referrals to alternative shelters are being made. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today and feeling like fall. Winds are whipping out of the west, a bit breezy at times, and highs only climbing to the low 70s. Few spotty sprinkles are possible this evening, but nothing major. We actually clear out tonight and stay bright and beautiful all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Stranger in the black sedan, oh, won't you hop inside my car? I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, that I need you. I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you wanna stay, just lock you up.
and you know I love my car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. Well, now I'm sure you know that I love you. I need you. Need you, won't you? I got to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love. God in heaven, you know I love you.
Vehicle, WRJN, local news, timeless hits. 68 degrees right now, we're seeing clouding up. And if you go to the beach, there's only a moderate today, moderate risk of riptides.
Walk on, Bill, don't you walk.
Must help me. my baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Hanky Panky from WRJN. Tommy James and the Shondells. And the reason we're getting a little Tommy today is because today at 12:15, my old Uncle Dick Trucks, the neighborhood guru who knows all about rock bands. He is so good about this, telling the, as like much like Paul Harvey, the rest of the story on a band. And I love it. I sit and take notes every time he's on. He's on today at 12:15. And the band actually, yeah, the band he'll be doing stories on today is Tommy James and the Shondells right here on WRJN.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years, with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick update about fun on the cheap. Board games. There's a bunch of new stuff out there that's a cheap way for families to have fun. Here are a few of my new favorites. Wavelength is a party game. It's a spin on charades or Pictionary. You predict your partner's response to something. It's fun, it's smart, and we always end up laughing and laughing. And then there's Five Crowns. It's a great card game for a family of all ages. It's cheap to buy, and it's easy to learn. It's like Rummy, but with more suits. And last but not least, my favorite game is Wingspan. It's a competitive game about bird watching, which I love on so many levels, and my kid tolerates with me on special occasions. And good news, you can often try before you buy because sometimes local libraries have games you can check out. Head over to workmoney.org for more tips. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Here on WRJN, Herman Hermits did two nights at the Wisconsin State Fair this year, and why not? They got 11 top 10 hits. I have not been able to find anything of their performance this year on YouTube at the State Fair. There is plenty of video of them at the State Fair last year. If you want to check out how they sound in concert, they're really good. Here's the Shy Lights. WRJN.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks. To the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying, she'll be back, but today, again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.